This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Corn to the bottom of the screen. Second and goal. 10 seconds. Daniels fires. End zone. Touchdown. Jamison Crowder. Preposterous. 5 turnovers. And the lead with seconds remaining.
Yeah, that was the masterpiece last year, the comeback against Philadelphia. And it was, you know, a masterpiece, as I've said before, that had imperfections because he threw a bad interception in the fourth quarter. But to overcome 5 turnovers against a team on a 10-game winning streak with clearly in that moment the best defense in the NFL to score 36 points and beat them 36-33. He was just amazing. Although, truth be told, the next game against Atlanta, what he did in that second half and in that overtime almost exceeded it. Jaden Daniels had, by some, you know, metrics, some measurements, more than most, the greatest rookie season by a quarterback in NFL history. Pro Football Reference has something they call approximate value. It's an AV number that's assigned to every player and every player's season. It's an attempt to attach a single number to every player's season since 1960 based on a lot of different criteria. And Jaden's last year, his AV was 20. That's first out of 132 rookie quarterbacks since 1960 that played and started as a rookie. Second on that list is Cam Newton, whose 2011 season he had a 19. But you're talking about, you know, Jaden Daniels along with Newton, Russ Wilson, Dak Prescott, RG3. Those are really among the greatest rookie seasons of all time. C.J. Stroud had an excellent rookie season as well. We know that he was just the 6th rookie quarterback in NFL history to lead his team to a conference championship game. But the others, to be fair, Sean King in 1999, Ben Roethlisberger in 2004, Flacco in 2008, Sanchez in 2009, and Brock Purdy in 2022, were leading great all-around teams that were, for the most part, led by their defense. You know, the Tampa team, the Pittsburgh team, the Flacco-Baltimore team in 08. Not the 2012 team that Flacco was legitimately outstanding in the postseason and their defense wasn't as good. Sanchez, clearly a defensive-dominated team. And Brock Purdy had an unbelievable run game and defense in 2022. Jaden, out of the quarterbacks that led teams or were rookie quarterbacks on teams that made championship games, is the only one that strapped the team to his back and took it to a championship game. So, you know, their passer rating numbers were Jaden's all-time, AV numbers, you know, rookie quarterback led, you know, deep runs into the postseason. It's the greatest rookie season ever. And I'm asking the question based on a couple of emails, including this one from Bert, who said, so let me get this straight. After one season, you have concluded that Jaden is better than Lamar and Mahomes, or is their equivalent? Let the kid actually win something before we crown him. Lamar's the perfect example of how hard it is to win the Lombardi. You can beat a two-time MVP and still have nothing to show for it. This off of the conversation of ceiling and floor for Jaden the other day that we had. So have we crowned him too early? You know, is one season enough to feel like we've seen enough? This is who he's going to be. He's going to be everything he was as a rookie and even better as the surrounding cast improves, as he matures, although he played like a pretty mature quarterback last year. I think it is early 99 times out of 100. But I don't know that it is in this case. I think still the only thing that concerns me about Jaden Daniels is the exact same thing that concerned me last year. And that is his frame one in which it'll hold up and he'll be available for 15, 16, 17 games a year consistently throughout his career? We saw him get hurt in a game last year. Saw him get hurt twice in a game last year, but ended up missing the majority of the game against Carolina, the game in which Marcus Mariota came in and played extremely well. I don't think we have. I know we have, but I think this is the exception to the rule, so I'm going to continue to do it. 301-230-0980. Have we crowned him too early? Max, what do you say?
So there's a lot. I'm old enough to remember Patrick Mahomes' rookie year and the feeling I got when I watched him do the things that he did on the field. And it was
You mean year two? It was his second year.
Yeah, correct.
The first year that he played.
His breakout year, yes.
Yes.
So, and just by watching him, I got a lot of those same feelings when I watched Jaden, because there's very few guys who play with the IQ that he does, with the movement that he does, with just the speed in general that he does. And it's like every time throughout the season we got into like a fourth and short situation or something like that, he bailed this team out on like third and 15, fourth and two, anywhere on the field. He was able to get them out of it. So it's... I won't say it's too early to crown him as like one of the top quarterbacks, but I do need to see more in order to like dry the cement. You know what I mean?
I think that's a really, really good way to kind of view Jaden. And people are going to say, well, that's Mahomes. Okay, well, that first year of him starting, not his rookie year, as we know. By the way, I've said this a million times. I think if Andy Reid had pulled Alex Smith and put Mahomes in when they were struggling at one point in that season in 2017, I think Mahomes would have been great as a rookie. I don't think he needed to sit the entire year, but no one will ever know. But the year two that he had, you know, 50 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions, 5,000 yards, the MVP, let's also not forget, they got to the AFC Championship game and lost that game. They lost to the Patriots at home in overtime, 37-31, I think it was. Now, he threw for many more yards. He threw for a lot more touchdowns that particular season. His rush yards, though, weren't anywhere near.
He also had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce on his team, too. So that helped quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, Jaden had, you know, over, you know, 860-something yards rushing. So 600 more yards rushing than Mahomes did and was much more of a factor as a dual-threat quarterback. But I like that because in Kansas City, you could have easily, after that season, said, have we crowned him too early? The problem, the one difference is that season was one of the greatest seasons a quarterback's ever played, not as a rookie, but as a quarterback at any point in their career. So there is that. But sure. I like that because I guarantee you there were people that were saying, well, just hold on here. It's just 1 year. And then there were others that were saying, yeah, but if you watch that year and you saw what he did, and you saw what he did in the clutch during those games.
It's the eye test, man.
Yeah.
There's no replacing it.
All right. Let's get to the phone lines. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels too quickly, too early? Let's start with our guy, Chad, in Nashville. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin.
Chad,
so, what's going to happen is they're going to do a documentary on the Washington Redskins and the Commanders. And it is going to go through 25 years, 30 years of the transition of this team and the downfall and the absolute just travesty of losing this franchise. Not losing, but you know what I'm talking about. And then here comes Jaden Daniels. That documentary, 75% of it, the filler of the whole freaking documentary will be nothing but Jaden Daniels. And here's why. What he did last year, I don't think we will see probably again for a while, even if you look at quarterbacks coming out. I guarantee you. Jay Gruden, you've had Jay Gruden on. You've had Shanahan on. And they have talked about things that you can't fake, things that you can't get. You can maybe get a little better, but you'll never be elite at. He showed last year, check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark.
Yeah.
He can do it. He can be elite doing it, and he's got the attitude to be able to sustain it. And that's why I was saying, man, I got to see. It's that part of that departing, we got to get out of that mode of kind of a fear of things are going to go wrong. And as of after the season, a couple months, I don't know if you can convince me that we're not looking at the second coming of a Tom Brady or the next Patrick Mahomes. That you just can't convince me now that we're not. And to me, as a Redskins fan, saying that, for us to be able to say that, is insanity. And to even Tommy on your podcast, how many times has he said, this magic isn't fake. This magic's real.
I think it's real. I do. But it doesn't mean – both things can be true, that what we saw was real, but we've also crowned him too early. Because just 1 year. I'm with you, though. You know how I feel. I feel like what I watched last year was borderline flawless. Now, you know, the coaches will tell you, you know, the footwork can improve or this can improve a little bit. But even they're stretching and reaching to find things that he didn't do well. He checked every box as a rookie.
Yep.
He can throw it short, quick game. He can throw it medium. He can throw it. Remember all the concerns about he can't throw the ball over the middle. You know, he takes too many sacks, his pressure to sack percentage. He checked all of the boxes, the deep ball from the pocket, on the move, creating, you know, off schedule as a runner, designed runner, option runner, scrambler in the clutch. Team needs him to deliver on a big drive late in the game. In games in which if you lose, you go home. He checked every box. Now, he was given the opportunity to check every box because they won 12 games, which he was largely responsible for. So you got into some of those big games. That's the other thing that came out of last year. And it's going to pay off in a big way. Is
with a bad defense.
These guys
too,
played massive games. Massive games.
Yeah, with a bad defense. And he every other quarterback that's gone to an NFC championship game has had a top defense. Look at those quarterbacks. They weren't great. Thanks for taking
my call, Chad. Appreciate it. You know, I've tried to think, like, what could go wrong in this upcoming season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Well, they're clearly playing, at least on paper right now, a much tougher schedule. Teams that are much better offensively than the teams they played last year. And that's very important because the defense struggled last year against average to less than average offensive football teams. And if you end up not getting off the field and giving up too many points, and now the pressure, just like it was last year, on Jaden to put up 30-plus, 28-plus, to drive him down the field late, etc., will that hold up against better quarterbacks, better teams? We'll see. But in terms of the only thing I can come up with that could go wrong is either he gets hurt or legitimately the supporting cast – up front, skill positions just isn't anywhere near good enough. And it wasn't great last year. And it looks better this year, just along the offensive line, it looks better this year. But what if, you know, Tunsil got hurt? What if, you know, Biotish, you know, remember what happened when Biotish had a game off? What if Terry, you know, doesn't get there until late and isn't the same player? What if Debo is out of shape? What if the running backs really were the problem last year? Even if that's the case, I still think that he and Kingsbury would scheme up enough offense and he would be productive enough for the team to be competitive. Let's go to Kendall. Kendall, thanks for holding. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels too quickly?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? In my eyes, no, man. To get, everybody's made some great points. I'll add that outside of every box that he's checked, outside of every extraordinary thing that he's done, he's made people better. So the kid is one of one, man. He's one of one. And is he going to be less prepared this year than in the coming years than he's been? No. Is he going to be less accurate? No. He's going to only get better. Now, will he have some areas where team scheme, different things that he has to, but he's so prepared, and he has such a great work ethic and attitude that, in my eyes, I have him clearly at number five in the league, but I'm not taking any quarterback, Mahomes included, over Jaden. I want Jaden. And I would dare say maybe not Kansas City, but Baltimore, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. If they had an opportunity to get just a one-for-one swap, they'd consider it if it was serious. It was because the kid is that good, man. So, I just can't wait to see what he does in the future.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is where, like, you know, you have to take a step back and say, well, maybe we aren't crowning him too early, because if you took every team in the league right now, Buffalo wouldn't swap, Kansas City wouldn't swap, I don't think Cincinnati would swap, Baltimore Lamar for Jaden, they probably wouldn't swap. And then who? I mean, you're going to tell me the Eagles wouldn't swap Jalen Hurts for Jaden Daniels? The Cowboys, the Giants, the Goff is older. Minnesota doesn't know with McCarthy. I mean, Jordan Love, come on. I mean, I think he's a really good quarterback. Baker Mayfield, you're not going to swap for Jaden Daniels? Stafford at his age, you're not going to swap with Jaden Daniels? Purdy, Murray, you know, Herbert, I don't know. I think the Chargers, given what he's done in big games versus what Jaden's done in big games, I think you'd swap if you're a Chargers fan, your quarterback for Jaden. Denver, Knicks, definitely. Trevor Lawrence, sure. You know, who are we forgetting? Anybody? Drake May? I think so. I think there are four teams for sure that probably would say thanks, but no thanks. But they actually might consider it. Kansas City wouldn't. Buffalo wouldn't. Baltimore and Cincinnati might call a meeting to discuss it, but probably would stick with who they have. That tells you something. And I don't think that's crazy to say that basically of the other 31 teams, 27 would swap their quarterback for Jaden Daniels right now. Let's go to our guy, Junkyard Dog. Junkyard Dog, have we crowned Jaden Daniels too quickly? JYD, you there?
It's a 50-50 split. Certainly because if we look at what he's done and what he can do with the proper things around him, yes, he can do it. He hasn't been crowned too soon. But we also have the factor that sometimes quarterbacks do regress some in their second year. It doesn't mean that they're bad quarterbacks or that they won't be continue to be great quarterbacks. But sometimes you see a regression simply because are they really focusing or are they seeing what they really actually seeing, something new from defensive coordinators mm-hmm. out there on the field?
Yep.
Then we also have to look at also this team. I know everybody loves the general manager, but to me, he's a little too slow for me. Because I don't think he's really looking at a sense of urgency of really putting the pieces around a yep. quarterback that is on a quarterback-friendly deal, and then I'll let you go.
Thanks, JYD. Well, they did invest in one of the best pass-blocking left tackles in the game with multiple draft choices and probably, you know, this time next year a commitment to pay him or less than a year away from a commitment to extend him. So, you know, they went out and got Deebo Samuel. I think they're trying offensively to add pieces around him for sure. I think defensively, that's where we'll find out. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels too early? G, what's up?
Nah, we ain't crowned him. And what are we crowning him? Like, we are knowing that he's the best quarterback we done had in years because all the dudes that we done had, we don't see.
Well, we're crowning him, many of us are, and I am, as already a top five quarterback in the league.
No, because
elite.
And that's what he did. That's what he did last year.
Yeah, I understand that, but you asked, how are we crowning him? That would be an example of how we're crowning him. We've already called him after one season among the elite quarterbacks in the league. He's in that top tier of quarterbacks after one season.
And that goes back to our conversation last week, because our eye test showed us that. He put it out there on the field. He threw for 3,500. You know what I'm saying? 100 passing rating, man. Went to the conference championship as a rookie. Like, we seen we know what we seeing. Like, we seen Kobe as a rookie. He only averaged seven points a game, but we saw the greatness and flashes in that type of season. He won the dunk contest, had the star power. We saw that. But Jaden Daniels did much more than what Kobe did in his rookie year. So, no, we're not crowning him, like, as the greatest quarterback, but my eye test definitely shows me that he's a top five, top seven best quarterback in the league after 1 year. Like, that's not far-fetched, man. We done watched enough football to see the talent and what he brings to the table.
I agree with you, but part of the crowning, G, is also the conversation that we had the other day, talking about who this guy is going to end up being, you know, the ceiling. And people were saying he's Mahomes. He's might be the GOAT when he's done. You know, I threw out Steve Young as the ceiling comp, first ballot Hall of Famer. So that's part of it, too. Yeah. So, look, people have gotten carried away. I don't want to describe it as carried away. We have talked glowingly about this player like we've never talked about a player. I don't think we talked about RG3 this way, even though RG3 had a special year.
That's the thing.
We knew he had some flaws in his game.
We done lived through the Dookie for years. So I'm not letting Burt or nobody tell me not to be super excited off what I've seen, because I done watched doo-doo for the last few years. So I don't care if he's saying I'm crowning him too early. No, I'm excited because he shows me that the ceiling definitely could be Mahomes with multiple rings. And also my floor, because I ain't calling him, was Randall Cunningham, because Randall was a killer for years.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable at that position. And we're not crowning him too early, Bert.
All right. Those of you who are on hold, stay there. Robert, Keith, Mike, Pauly, we've got a line open. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels a bit too early, just after one season? Phone lines open. 301-230-0980. Mark Ein next hour. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, last night, the Portland Trail Blazers let DeAndre Ayton go, and now he signs a two-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Clayton Kershaw hits 3,000 strikeouts against the Chicago White Sox last night. He becomes the fourth left-handed pitcher to reach that milestone. The Nats, they split yesterday's doubleheader with the Tigers 1-1. The first game, a disaster right from the jump, with the Nats down 10 runs just after four innings. The second game, the Nats showed a little bit of life late in the eighth, tallying six runs and giving them a 9-4 lead to close out the game. Tonight, they will close out the series against the Detroit Tigers. First pitch at 6:45 on the Fan. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.